Hi guys, I'm Brinley.
And I'm Delaney.
And I'm Daphne.
And today's episode is going to be part two of sexual assault. And if you didn't listen to part one, you should. We highly recommend it, of course.
It was really good.
Yes, it was amazing.
Yes.
So, we don't personally identify with the Me Too movement, but we 100% support it, as well as the people who have been in these situations. And we're not experts, and we're not trying to tell anyone how to feel, because that's for everyone else to decide how they feel.
Yeah.
And
well said.
Yeah. Very eloquent.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so you know the saying that's like, first is the worst, second is the best, third is the one with the hairy chest? You know that one?
I thought it was third was the one with the treasure chest.
Well, that's not what I grew up with. But in that scenario, you know, taking into account the order that we said our names... Brinley is the worst.
Brinley.
I'm the best. Oh. And Daphne's either the one with the treasure chest or hairy chest.
Why can't I have both?
I guess you can.
Yeah, go ahead.
I believe in you.
Thank you. Okay, go on.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, now that we know how you really feel about us.
Yeah, I don't want to put up any facades here.
Thanks, okay. Delaney.
Yeah, thanks.
So, in the description, we're going to have some organizations that you can support. And one of them's really good. It has just a bunch of volunteer places close to you. So that would be really good if you feel comfortable, you know, with everything going on, the pandemic. And if you don't, you can always donate if you're financially capable.
Yeah.
And if you're not able to do either of those things, it is... I mean, even just amazing to be educating yourself.
Yeah. That's something we can all do.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
So, the first thing we're going to be talking about is why it is hard for a lot of sexual assault victims to come forward. I just want to say that it's different, so... We are not in any way saying this is why all victims struggle to come forward. But we do want to point out several things that make it hard. If the victim doesn't feel safe, if she's told that it's her fault coming, she or he, sorry, or they.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything. If that person feels like it's their fault, if they are going to lose something if they come forward, like maybe it's their boss who assaulted them.
Most sexual assault cases are from people the victim knows.
Yes.
Whether that's a boss or a family member or someone they thought was their friend.
Yeah.
Coworker, whatever. And a lot of times, pretty much every time, the power dynamic is not in their favor whatsoever. Yeah. And so they could lose their job or even, you know, teachers pressure students into giving them something, you know, in return for a good grade, and they threaten to, you know, not recommend them into a college or something, which is absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Because it's such an unfair power dynamic.
Yeah. And another scenario could be, like I said, a lot of sexual assaults are between the victim and someone they know. And if it's, like, someone you're friends with, or maybe it's your partner, and they sexual assault you, a victim might not think that that's sexual assault, or anything like that. And any of those things, I think most of those things are preventable.
Yeah.
More education out there and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. The partner one is really prominent too, like, especially if they're married.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just because you said I do at your wedding doesn't mean you're saying I do to every single thing they ask you. You know.
For sure.
It's like, if you're married, like, your spouse asks you, like, do you like chocolate ice cream? And in this scenario, you don't like chocolate ice cream. It's not going to be like, oh, but you said yes to marrying me, so you have to say yes to liking chocolate ice cream. You know? But then they applied the same logic to, like, oh, you said yes to marrying me, so obviously you're just giving consent to every little thing under the sun.
Yeah. There's a really good video on YouTube, and I'll try to find it. So if I do, we'll definitely have it. But it's basically, yeah, like, going through different scenarios in which, like, sexual assault is, like, sexual assault. And instead of, like, sexual assault, they use tea. And it's really good.
Yeah. I think we put it in the last description.
I don't know. I think remember so. Putting.
Oh,
okay. Then that's good. That's good.
I think I remember us talking about it. I also saw this post on Pinterest, and it was obviously, like, a joke, but it just was making light on how ridiculous some people sound. They're like, this girl was saying, like, I'm gonna go to a club and, like, get a bunch of dudes drunk and then take them home and, like, steal all their stuff. And then it's like, whenever they take me to court, I'll be like, oh, but I didn't really know they were actually saying no, because they were, like, drunk, so they couldn't have been making a clear decision. So when they said no, I just thought they were saying yes.
It's so messed up.
Because that's the logic of some of these people. You know. It's also, like, the double standard. If a guy is with a lot of girls and he's, like, a player, you know, a ladies' man, a cool dude. But then if it's the other way around, it's like, oh, she's, like, a slut. Or, you know, other awful things to say. And I just don't understand the logic. I never will, because it isn't logical.
Yeah.
So one thing that really, really disgusts me is rape culture. I just don't understand the logic behind this. Like, there's no culture that should be surrounding this. People say no, and then they are literally just raped. It's awful. But then some people make excuses, and it makes me so angry because, I mean, if you're not angry about that, then you're part of the problem. Just like if you're scared of the Me Too movement, then I know to never leave, you know, my drink at a party alone with you. Because there's no reason for a decent human being to be scared of it or upset about it. So that's a little red flag. If you bring up the Me Too movement in front of someone and they're like, oh, it's stupid. Like, I can't even. I saw an interview with someone who was like, the Me Too movement is so stupid. Like, what? I can't put my hand up someone's skirt? No, you can't do that.
That's not okay.
Like, I was so disgusted seeing that. And the person doing the interviewing was like, when has that ever been okay? And he was like, back in my day. Back in my day when men were men, we could do whatever we want.
I was about to quote someone, but I realized that I don't know if we're allowed to say any cuss words on this podcast, but you know, the president of the United States saying, grab her
blank.
Like, it doesn't matter. I can just do that. Like, and so many people being okay with that.
Some people will literally be like, you're taken out of context.
It's just locker room talk. And that's just not also okay.
Once he was talking about his daughter, and he said, "If Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her."
That's just so disgusting.
That's weird.
Like, also, this really doesn't have anything to do with that. But I saw like a West Virginia governor interview, I believe. I just know he's from West Virginia. And an interviewer asked this guy a question. She was like, you have a son and a little girl, right? And he was like, yep. And he was like, okay, so what would you do if one of them came out to you? And he said, well, if it were my daughter, I'd go get her nails done, you know, and then I'd see if she could swim.
Wow.
Oh, God.
And then she said, and if it were my son, you know, I don't exactly remember what he said for the son, but something manly, you know. And then he said, and then I'd see if he could swim.
That.
And the interviewer was like, what do you mean by if they could swim? And he was like, oh, just see if they could swim.
That's so horrible. And
which really has nothing to do with today's episode, but I was just reminded of that.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, let's get to the bright and chipper topic of today.
Yeah.
But really, like, rape culture is, like, a lot of victim blaming. You know, a lot of like, well, what was she wearing? You know, which literally irks me so much. You know, back in Victorian days, when people wore like 30 layers of clothing, women were still raped. And so, why would me wearing a mini skirt make me any more of a target or any more or less. It's just so stupid. I saw an article thing about a woman who was HIV positive and was sexually assaulted, and then the dude became HIV positive, and all the comments were like, obviously not all of them, but a lot of them were like, she should have told him, like, she should wear, like, special underwear or something that says... I can't understand why it's so normalized. And it's so normalized, but also such a taboo topic as well. And it should be taboo. It's an absolutely awful thing to ever have happened to a person. It makes me sick that this happens to people, human beings, who never deserve this. But it's so normalized for dudes to just joke about and talk about what they did.
It's disgusting.
It should not be happening, first of all.
I think a pretty, actually, like, a really culture that we have seen is the dress code.
Oh.
It's like, telling people it's their fault if they're distracting someone, and then like we've seen people, basically people have to like stand up in front of a class, do a test, and basically be slut shamed. That's not okay.
Yeah. It's also, like, the double standard. If a guy is with a lot of girls and he's, like, a player, you know, a ladies' man, a cool dude. But then if it's the other way around, it's like, oh, she's, like, a slut. Or, you know, other awful things to say. And I just don't understand logic. I never will, because it isn't logical.
Yeah. So another thing we wanted to talk about was hypocrisy. No, hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. Oh my god.
Keeping up with the hypocrisy.
We've been over this, Brindley. We practiced.
Okay, I guess I'll just... Should I just keep going?
I guess so.
It doesn't really matter. Okay. Well, comedy. We just... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we just wanted to talk about how some people are all like, oh, believe all women, or... people who say they've been sexually assaulted, except sometimes whenever the person accused is someone that they know, they're like, oh, that person's lying. So-and-so wouldn't have done that. And so they just choose what to believe based on what's convenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not fair to, you know, the actual victims.
Mm-hmm.
And barely any accusations are even false. It's only like 2% are real and true false accusations, which you should get jail time for making false accusations. I don't think anyone is saying you shouldn't. But the problem is a lot of times is the actual not false accusations. A lot of times, you know, the criminal just walks free.
Now we are going to talk about biases when it comes to sexual assault. There are so many biases, such as sexism, racism, homophobia, classism, other stereotypes, other biases, so many biases.
Too many biases, honestly.
Yes, one too many.
One
too many.
All the other ones are okay.
No, like one too many. That means like if there's even one, that's too many.
No.
Oh wait, no. I said that way wrong. Wait, how do I say it where it's like one too? Wait, you guys understand what I'm trying to say though, right?
I understand what you're trying to say.
It's not coming out right though.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and but there are.
One is too many.
Yeah. I forgot the is. I forgot the is. One is way too many. So, yeah. Thank you. But for real, these biases can have a really big impact on sexual assault cases. And if the sexual assault happens, like some people do it out of these biases. And it's a really big problem. So eloquent.
Wait, Daphne, this doesn't really have to do with the podcast, but I was just wondering if you could try and say something in, like, the most traditionally girly voice you can think of.
Okay, this is hard for me because I don't know whether I could be like, oh my gosh, or if I would be like, wait, what should I say?
You kind of already did.
Wait, what?
No, the oh my gosh.
Was that? Oh my gosh.
You should say, oh my gosh, let's go shopping.
Oh my gosh, let's go shopping.
Well, you should start talking like that every day.
Should I? Wait, no, I cannot do that.
We should do a whole episode where we talk in, like, completely. Oh,
yes, we should.
Not for this episode, though, because it's a bit of a serious topic.
Yes. So many biases.
Yeah.
So many.
Do you guys have anything to say about the biases?
Wait, should we talk about, like, corrective rape at all?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so one of the biases I mentioned was homophobia and sexual assault because of homophobia. But Brinley had a really good point that we had to say, and that was, corrective rape, which is not a good point, but it is a point that needs to be talked about.
And it doesn't just happen to gay or lesbian people, but, like, also, like, asexual people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people think, oh, they just haven't found the right person yet, and then they try and, or they're like, oh, well, you've probably never even tried it. And then, you know.
And there's also nothing wrong with asexual or aromantic people, like, actually doing the deed.
Yeah.
As long as it's completely consensual and their choice.
Yeah, there's asexual people who have, I'm not gonna say it because I don't know if that's family friendly, but there are plenty of asexual people who pursue carnal relations to have kids or whatever.
Carnal relations.
What do you want me to say? Devil's tango?
Okay. I think they get the point.
So, another topic, per se, is how sexual assault affects different types of people. So, I mean, each person on this planet is different psychologically and physically as well, of course, but... You know, some people, every single person handles trauma differently. And, you know, there's a lot of similar methods to handling with trauma, but no one person is going to have the exact same life experience as another person because they're different people and it's impossible. And so every single person is completely valid in the ways they cope, but... You know, some people's coping mechanisms are different, and what you can do is just always support them and respect them because they are dealing with a traumatic and awful event. And honestly, you, the listener, have no right to person how they should be dealing with trauma unless you're a licensed professional trying to help, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, drinking water and going to go outside more, that cured my depression. Like, either it didn't, or you never had depression in the first place. And it's kind of the same thing here.
Well, healthy habits can help with that, I think. I don't know. Maybe some people.
But, you know... I mean, I have to do more interest, but I'm not so sure that depression can be fully cured in many cases, or at least in genetic cases.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother topic, and I definitely have to do more research. But yeah, it's... If you've never gone through being raped, then... There's no right for you to tell someone how they should feel or how they should cope with it. And if their coping mechanism is different than what you think they should be doing, unless it's unhealthy for them, then just let them keep on keeping on, you know?
Yeah.
And that kind of leads into our next point, which is being supportive and helpful in general. And so just because, like, you shouldn't give, like, advice on how to cope with someone or tell someone how to deal with something doesn't mean you can't, like be supportive and stuff. And I think in part one, Delaney was talking about how, like, you know, instead of asking... What can I do? Just say, like, would it be okay if I think stay the night is what she said.
Stay the night and just, like, help clean your room, do the dishes, or something specific.
Yeah. And I just wanted to bring that up again because I think that was really good.
I would just say do whatever you can to help support someone without, like, pushing the boundaries.
Yeah. So that was how you could be supportive and helpful to the victim. But now we're going to talk about how to be supportive and helpful on a broader scale. So probably the most important thing is to educate yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you...
Also...
Yeah. I was just gonna... Oh, yeah.
No, what?
Oh, I was just gonna say educate yourself again.
Well, I have a question. In a perfect world where, like, we could say something right now that we would want to change and it would happen, what do you think in the world itself we could change so that sexual assault isn't a problem?
Oh my gosh. I feel like there's not one thing, you know?
Well, there can be multiple things.
Okay, multiple things. I think the first... Wait, Brinley, were you going to say something?
No.
Okay. I think the, like I said before, the most important thing is to make sure everyone is educated. So I would make everyone educated. The second thing is that everyone would get mental help that they need, because even if everyone's educated, there might be someone with mental problems who's like, that doesn't apply to me, or like, whatever. I don't know. I've heard, like, psychopaths who rape and murder people, like Ted Bundy, that kind of thing. Guys?
Yeah,
but what about psychopaths in that sense?
Oh, I was gonna say, get people mental help. And then, okay, so educating people, getting people mental help. Okay, preventing, I think. I feel like educating people goes... I guess I would stop sexism too. But I would hope that would go along with educating yourself. But who knows?
Some people just refuse to be educated.
Yeah. And also slut shaming and victim shaming and all that jazz and more.
Mm-hmm.
I would also make... What would I do? Oh, wait. Oh, I would also program everyone's brains to make them think that sexual assault is horrible.
Yeah.
And they would never do
okay.
it.
Okay.
That probably should have been my first choice, but whatever.
And then you'd also program all the billionaires' brains to give you all their money.
No, I'm not a bad person, Delaney.
And then you'd program the school administrators' brains to make us have no more school.
Yeah, maybe I would do that.
How old are you?
How would we get their brain cells?
No, educate ourselves.
Oh my gosh.
The internet.
No. I would do something. No, I would probably put something in like a chip or something, and then I would make a book that I would put in their brain. But if they couldn't like do the chip, I would use the internet. I guess I would use the internet, but I would use the internet and get all of the information from experts and people who have been through it. And writers and stuff, and I would make like a book, and then I would make an audiobook of that book, and then I would make it mandatory for everyone.
So you want everyone to read a book about everything?
Well, you don't have to read a book. You can listen to it, too.
What about the people who don't have devices?
Yeah. Then I would like blast it everywhere. Like, I would like get a huge speakerphone and I would fly around Earth in my rocket ship and I would just blast it. I would go crazy.
So you just read it on repeat?
I would not read it. I would get Siri to read it. I think it's a pretty foolproof plan.
Okay, well...
Wait, to do all that stuff, I would have to be dictator of the world first. But I'm doing it for the greater good. Yeah. I have such good plans, guys.
You know what I would do is I would probably teach... we're talking more on the sexism scale here, but teach guys not to channel their anger violently, but to just, like, talk about it. Because I think society teaches guys that they just have to bottle up all their emotions, and then that causes outbursts, and they just express all their feelings violently, and so when someone rejects them, they're like, that's not okay, I'm kind of upset about that, so let me just assault you.
Or some guys think they're entitled to something that they're not.
Yeah.
But I totally agree with you, and I think that's also one of the reasons that most school shooters are guys. Because society tells guys that they can't be emotional, and then they bottle it up, like you said.
And then they're like,
explode.
Do you say explode?
Yeah, I said explode. Kapow.
Oh, I thought you meant like they blew up their school.
Oh, I guess that too.
I said uh-oh.
Awkward?
Uh-oh.
I was gonna be like, Kenza, it is a little bit awkward if someone blows up your school.
Probably. Do you have, or what would you do in the perfect world scenario, Brinley?
I think probably like what Daphne said about educating people.
I thought you were going to say what Daphne said about being a dictator.
Oh, I don't know about that.
If anything, I should be the dictator.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, I am Batman.
That's true. That's true. I can't believe I forgot.
Anyone listening right now is probably so confused.
Oh, wait, I wanted to ask you something, Delaney.
What?
So, I won't tell anyone else about this, but, like, are you, well, I guess except Brindley.
But... And everyone who listens to this?
No, cut this out. I mean, unless you don't want to. I guess it's up to Delaney. But, Delaney, are you Bruce Wayne?
Who's that?
Oh my gosh. I knew it. You totally what? Are.
You knew it?
Yep. I don't know who that is, actually. I'm Batman.
I thought you were gonna ask like a serious question.
That was a serious question.
You're just asking me about some made-up Bruce Wayne guy.
Are you made up, Delaney?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Oh my gosh. So crazy.
So crazy.
Okay, should we end this podcast?
Okay, yeah, but I have to do the outro. Yeah.
Wow. Have fun.
Thanks. So, everyone who's listening, I can't believe you listen this much. You're probably, like, a nerd, not gonna lie.
Oh my gosh. You're not a nerd. Yeah, unless you want to be.
Yeah.
Unless you want.
Just kidding about the whole nerd thing. But if you're not a nerd, then you're going to check the description for our sources and some organizations to support, okay? You don't want to be a nerd, do you? Oh my gosh.
Our podcast is so manipulative.
Kind of mean.
Check out those organizations to support. And all our sources will be down there, too, just in case you don't believe us. Which, how could you not believe us? We're just three sweet and innocent little girls.
Wait, didn't we confess that we wanted to be dictator of the world?
That's what you said.
Delaney said it, too.
I did not.
You guys are
crazy. Brittany is the only normal one here.
Doesn't that mean I should be a dictator?
No, you've never seen Brinley with scissors. If you're listening to this podcast, don't even.
Are you having flashbacks, Dad?
I am.
It's not like I have to get therapy.
Oh, yeah, the outro. Okay.
Okay.
You can... Oh, what's our Instagram again?
Bren and Daffendel.
Oh, yeah. You can check out our Instagram at Bren and Daff and Del. That is BRINANDDAPH. I almost said F.
F?
A-N-D. Wow. D-E-L. That is our Instagram. We post updates, like how we're going to post once this is updated, or once this is uploaded, talking about how it's been uploaded. What a concept.
And how we're sorry it's late.
Yeah, and a little explanation on why it's late, because I didn't really think it'd be good to spam with posts about how are we going to be late? So I just kind of waited to make a post once the episode is up. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed. I hope this was a good way to educate yourself. And if you're still listening, you're probably a good person, a good Samaritan. I'm not 100% sure on what the word Samaritan means.
Is
it like a charitable person?
Yeah, it's like okay, so there's a story in the Bible.
Oh.
And there's this guy, and basically, I forget who he is. Maybe his name is John or something. Actually,
is his name Samaritan?
No, that's the guy. Okay, wait, I don't want to spoil anything.
What?
But anyways, he falls to the ground, or maybe, I forget what happens. But anyways, he's like bleeding on the ground, and there's like this Prius who walks by him, and he's like why are you in the way? And like then he walks by and he's like, why didn't you help me? And then another guy walks by, and it's like this Jewish it's a rabbi, and he does the same thing that Prius does. And then I don't know if I'm even right. But anyways, there's another guy who walks by, and apparently he's, like, of a different religion that no one likes, and everybody hates him because, like, his religion kills people or whatever. And he walks by, and he's like, oh my gosh, you're hurt, let me help you. And then he helps him, and yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Our podcast should be the Bible podcast.
Did that explain anything?
I think it did.
So what is a Samaritan, though?
I think that's the religion. I think that's like...
Wait, let me just look this up.
Look it up.
Me too.
I'm gonna look it up too.
Yes, a charitable or helpful person. With reference to Luke 10:33. I don't know how to say it. It's like the colon 10:33.
It's just 10:33.
Oh, then I was right the first time. I think. Maybe I wasn't. I can't remember.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It's a good person. That's
It's not 10:33. It's 7:55.
Oh my gosh. Wait, how do you spell Samaritan?
S-A-M-A-R-I-T-A-N.
Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna find out. Okay. Oh. Okay. I was right.
Yay.
Except, I don't think it's a religion that kills people. I think the Bible was just like, this religion was really bad, and they do bad stuff because they're not Christian.
Oh, no.
But then when it turned that on its head, wow, gee golly.
Gee golly.
What a twist.
Plot twist.
So shocking.
So surprised. What Never are we saw even that talking coming. About?
We're talking about the Bible. We're not even religious.
No, we're not.
Wait, for biases, we never talked about transphobia.
Oh, yes. Another bias. But I guess that's kind of homophobia, because, you know, lesbian, gay, bi, trans.
Yeah.
The plus. LGBT. Yeah. Of course.
Okay. Wait, can we just say bye?
I have a question. I kind of forgot. It's LGBTQIA
plus,
you know, but what is
IA plus?
Yeah, what is the I?
I think it's intersex.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what I thought, but I'm not sure.
Wait, I usually just say LGBTQ plus.
That's okay.
Okay.
I think.
Wait, what is it? LGBTQI, IA?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people don't like to overcomplicate it, especially when they're just like using the plus or talking. When you're trying to educate someone, they're probably not gonna, they probably aren't, you know, kind enough to include all the letters and the acronyms. So you just gotta get the bare minimum with the first four. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Wait. What? If you like this episode, we have a new podcast.
Oh, out, yeah.
So oh, yeah.
We just have the trailer, though.
But the trailer's pretty entertaining, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's really it good. You just, I didn't know you could read.
We never explained that. Oh, gosh.
But.
Okay. We'll explain it in the first episode, which is coming next week. So make sure you check that out.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening.